Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Unproductive Congress faces another possible government shutdown. We have the story.
Detainee shot and killed at a federal immigration facility in Dallas. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A Wichita pool is now listed on the National Register of Historic Places. I'm Dan O'Neill.
As Republicans and Democrats clash over a potential government shutdown at the end of the month, federal agencies are being told to prepare for mass firings.
The White House's Office of Management and Budget sent out a memo saying agencies need to have ready reduction in force plans as the federal government gets closer to a partial shutdown. Agencies were told to identify programs that'll lose funding October 1st. Workers wouldn't just be furloughed for however long a shutdown may last. They'd be gone permanently. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer issued a statement saying, "This is an attempt at intimidation. Donald Trump's been firing federal workers since day one, not to govern, but to scare." In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Yeah, Chambers in traffic. What's going on, Jed?
Just got a call from one of my traffic trackers, Alan. Alan called in and said, "We've got a traffic accident westbound on Kellogg. It's west of Hillside. It's where the accident is. Right now, that backup goes all the way back to about Edgemore. So watch out for a big slowdown there."
A detainee at a federal immigration facility in Dallas was killed, two other people critically wounded, after a gunman opened fire yesterday. Fox's Nate Foy has more from Dallas.
The shooter, who's now been identified according to sources as 29-year-old Joshua John, opened fire with a rifle before turning the gun on himself as law enforcement closed in. Now, the FBI is describing this as a targeted attack. ICE Director Todd Lyons said the ICE facility itself was the target. FBI Director Kash Patel showing, quote, "anti-ICE" written on a shell casing. Prominent Democrats have called ICE agents the Gestapo, secret police, the slave patrol. President Donald Trump posted on Truth Social in part, quote, "I am calling on all Democrats to stop this rhetoric against ICE and America's law enforcement right now."
Wichita's McAfee Pool is now listed on the National Register of Historic Places.
The pool was built in 1969 and was the first in Kansas designed for African-American children to practice lap swimming. In 2021, the pool was renamed for the architect and Wichita resident Charles McAfee. The city of Wichita received a grant from the African-American Cultural Heritage Action Fund in 2023 to upgrade the pool and to create a plan to help preserve it. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The family of one of the 67 people who were killed when an airliner en route from Wichita to Washington, D.C. collided with an Army helicopter in January is suing the government and the airlines involved.
The lawsuit filed Wednesday seeks to hold the Army, the Federal Aviation Administration, American Airlines, and its regional partner PSA Airlines accountable for the January 29th plane crash. The National Transportation Safety Board has already noted several likely contributing factors in the crash, including the FAA's failure to recognize an alarming pattern of close calls and that the Army helicopter was flying too high. While no other families have been named in the lawsuit, others are expected to join later. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
President Trump says an escalator outage at the UN this week, just as he stepped onto it with First Lady Melania, was absolutely sabotage.
The president calling for arrests to be made related to an escalator at the United Nations that abruptly stalled as soon as he and the First Lady stepped onto it. He called the incident absolutely sabotage, pointing to a Times of London report that said UN staffers had been overheard joking that they might turn off the escalator switch and make the president walk. A UN spokesperson suggesting without evidence that it was a member of the Trump entourage that may be to blame for the escalator mishap. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:03, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Been a big week for a Wichita State women's tennis player. I'll tell you what's going on with her coming up in sports.
Camp Mystic Christian's girls' summer camp in Texas will reopen next year. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News.
You ever wonder why Verizon charges twice as much as Pure Talk for the same basic service? Think it might have something to do with the fact that Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotion. That's billion with a B. Yeah, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. That's why they can offer unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a blazing fast 5G network for just $25 a month. Save an additional 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say the words micro. That's #250, micro.
You're great at protecting your data, but lots of places could still expose.
KNSS News time now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Camp Mystic, a long-running private Christian girls' summer camp where 27 girls and counselors died in Texas flooding on the 4th of July, will reopen next year, according to the camp's operators. The camp will reopen in conjunction with its 100th anniversary and 1 year after the deadly flash floods that swept through the site along the Guadalupe River in Kerr County, Texas, this summer.
President Donald Trump is confident Ukraine can take back land captured by Russia while the administration continues pushing NATO allies out of buying oil from Russia. Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio on the sidelines of the UN reiterating in private to his Russian counterpart what the administration is broadcasting to the world. President Trump's new belief that Ukraine is positioned to fight and win back all of its territory is a 180 from this.
You don't have the cards.
And it came about, Trump says, after taking a hard look at the military and economic position Russia is in, suggesting in a Truth Social post the people of Russia have no idea what's really going on with the war and calling Russia's military a paper tiger. Trump's energy secretary says the U.S. is ready to go all in on sanctions as soon as Europe is off Russian oil.
An unlucky break for a man who allegedly tried to rob a couple in New York's Penn Station Wednesday night. They turned out to be a pair of off-duty cops.
It was around 7 when police sources tell us that 32-year-old man with a long rap sheet entered the station and attempted to rob both of those off-duty officers. The female allegedly pulling out her handgun and firing at that suspect. The suspect, it turns out, was last arrested just a month ago for assault. Before that, sources say he was arrested 4 other times. Police are still investigating, but we can report that both NYPD officers are okay. Penn Station, Richard Giacobas, Fox News.
Police say the suspect is in stable condition.
Californians living in the Bay Area are being warned about a nutty rodent.
Warning flyers are posted on trees and utility poles telling residents north of San Francisco to keep an eye out for a very mean squirrel. The small rodent has become notorious for attacking people in San Rafael. The aggressive, squirrely behavior of the rogue rodent is blamed for at least 5 attacks, including 2 victims who had to seek medical care. One woman says the squirrel launched itself at her face, ultimately leaving her with a bloody arm. It's unclear what's causing the behavior. Rabies is rare in squirrels. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Now we have a big traffic accident. This is westbound on Kellogg. Now the traffic volumes are getting thinner, and so things are getting a little bit better here, but it was westbound on Kellogg just west of Hillside. Might still be a little slow for the time being. And eastbound approaching that area, fairly slow due to that road construction. So just watch out in that area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Blue skies are back today, and so are warm temperatures. We'll call it a high of 81 with a light north breeze 5 to 10. Clear and comfortable tonight, 57 should do it for the low. Sunshine on Friday, a high of 82. More sunshine all weekend long. Highs both Saturday and Sunday will be in the middle 80s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky, calm, no wind, 59 degrees. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:11 now, Stephen, in the morning, and today is September the 25th. What is this, about second or third full day of autumn, Ted?
Yep.
On this date, it's starting to feel that way out there. When I came to work this morning, it was still pretty warm, and then I went out a little later and went to the Quick Trip, and it was starting to get chilly.
Yeah, it's down into the 50s.
I might want to start wearing a little sweater or something. On this date, 236 years ago, 1789, Congress adopted 12 amendments to the Constitution and sent them to the states for ratification. 10 of those amendments were later ratified into the Bill of Rights.
Yeah. Back in the day when Congress actually did things and got things done.
And did thoughtful things and did thoughtful, yeah, something good happened. There was a big dispute about candy. Well, I don't know how big it was, but it made its way into the court as some people were upset about Hershey's Reese's candy. Hershey received a real treat Friday when a judge dismissed the lawsuit.
Yeah, good.
Lawsuit claiming the company's Reese's candies tricked customers by depicting spooky Halloween designs on their packaging, while the unwrapped chocolates were in fact featureless. So there's no, yeah. U.S. District Judge Melissa Damian ruled Friday that the consumers who filed the class action lawsuit failed to show that the lack of confectionery details on the chocolate and peanut butter candies, such as missing mouths and eyes on jack-o'-lanterns, ghosts, and other Halloween-framed figures, had caused them economic harm.
Yeah, stupid lawsuit.
Yeah, so you didn't have an eye on the jack-o'-lantern, on the chocolate, so you sued somebody. Damian pointed out that while the consumers may have been disappointed by the chocolate's unwrapped appearances, the candies were not so flawed as to render them worthless. There you go. All right, consumer news. My wife and I, late yesterday afternoon, and she had a hair appointment, and we were able to go to a place on West Street. I'm not going to say where it was, who it was, which has generally very good food, and we ordered our dinner and went home and found out we were one cheeseburger short.
Oh! I hate it when that
happens. In Riverside, and I'm like, we should know better. We should know better. When you're going through one of those, stop before you don't even stop. Just stand right there. Stay right there in front of the window and make sure everything's in there.
Yeah,
just do it right in front of them.
Which would take 3 or 4 seconds.
Yeah.
But none of us ever do that. We just drive off.
Well, then you're clear across town. And I said, I'm so close to calling that place and saying, you know, give them a hard time, but wouldn't do any good.
I know.
You say, so what?
But it's, for some reason, it's irritating. Even though in the big picture, it doesn't matter. But, well, you paid for it, and you didn't get it.
And then like the Hershey's thing, right? I paid for something, I didn't get it. And
that's irritating.
Simply, it's not right. All right. I guess it annoys me. It annoys me because somebody didn't take the trouble to really make sure it was there. I mean, I can understand they were confused because I ordered two different items. And my wife said there was like three in there. And that two items to three sometimes can be confusing if you're operating a drive-through lane. I guess. I don't know. I've never operated a drive-through lane.
No. Nor have I.
So I guess I better just be quiet and go about my business.
We have handed out Christmas cash at Taco Bell drive-throughs.
Yes, we have. So those are fun.
Yeah.
We never have any problems there.
No, we don't.
No problem at all. This is... People take the cash, and they are delighted.
Pretty happy. Yeah.
And we're delighted to do that. I wonder if we'll do that again this year.
I hope so. We've been doing it for several years.
Yes. Yeah. We do that with Taco Bell, and their drive-thru people are always very nice to help us.
Very, yes.
All right. Let's see here. Coming up on 8:15, 8:16.
Plus, when you get, you know, we get to stand there before those people are, they're doing a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot they're having to keep track of, so.
Well, you know, my wife worked in fast food for years when she was a teenager and whatnot, and I watched how they do things, and it can be, especially if you got
pretty hectic.
You got a run go, dinner run or something.
Yeah,
it can be crazy.
Got cars lined up, they all want their food now.
Oh, okay. All right, Steve and Ted in the morning, and you don't have to wait for this because I'm going to go ahead and we're going to start this sports on time. And I hope that Ted doesn't leave you one story short.
Oh, I won't.
It's sports time with Ted.
Well, you can't today. We got a little extra at the end.
Yes. A minute with Mitch. Yeah. Our 60-second Chiefs game preview with Mitch is coming up in about 5 minutes. Yeah. So make sure you're here for that. We'll start out with baseball. The Kansas City Royals last night on the West Coast, finishing up, they're in the middle of a three-game series with the last place Los Angeles Angels in the final week of the season here. Trouble for the Royals last night, though, after winning the opener on Tuesday. Last night, more errors than hits. You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The Royals have been one of baseball's best defensive teams this season, but last night KC committed three errors and the Angels won the game 3-2 to even this series 1-1. The Royals are now 79-79 with four games to play. They'll need to win three of their final four to finish the year with a winning record. Randall Grichuk hit a fifth-inning solo homer to pull KC within two runs. They were down 3-1. In the seventh, rookie Carter Jensen drove in a run with a pinch-hit single to make it 3-2, but the comeback ended there. We're on tonight with a finale on the Royals Baseball Network.
Yeah, 8:30 tonight for the Royals and the Angels over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The top four hitters in the Royals lineup last night went 0-16.
Whoa.
So the top of the order wasn't exactly setting the table there.
No, it's
the guys in the middle of the order doing the heavy lifting. All right, the Royals have four games left in the season. Let's go to college women's tennis, and it's been a big week for Wichita State junior Jintong Wang, as she is competing in North Carolina, and she became the first ever Wichita State women's tennis player in program history to get a victory in the main draw at the ITA All-American Singles Championships. How about that? She's ranked 73rd in the nation, and she beat a top 20 player from Tennessee in straight sets, 7-6, 6-2. So she moves on into the round of 32 today. Great, congratulations, doing good things. Shocker junior women's tennis player, Jintong Wang. See how far she can get in that tournament. JUCO volleyball. Yep. We always look at the number one ranked team in the nation. It's Cali College. Another home win last night. Another home sweep last night for Cali with a three-set sweep over Highland. Of course, Cali is your back-to-back undefeated national champions. Cali this season is 14-0, and that win last night was number 95 in a row for Cali.
Wow.
95 wins in a row. Another sweep for the Cali volleyball team. They are ranked number one in the nation. All right, I promised you a little baseball story that happened 60 years ago on this night, Steve, as we go up to Municipal Stadium up in Kansas City.
60 years ago.
60 years ago on this night. Not many people showed up. They said the attendance was 9,300, so there was probably less than that, as the Kansas City Athletics were finishing up the season against the Boston Red Sox. Who's the starting pitcher that night for the Kansas City Athletics? Satchel Paige.
Oh, Satchel Paige. Okay.
At the age of 59 years old, the Kansas City Athletics brought out Satchel Paige as their starting pitcher against the Red Sox that night. Before the game, Satchel Paige sat in the bullpen in a rocking chair while a nurse rubbed liniment into his pitching arm so the entire crowd could see what was going on there.
A famous photo of that.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic. And they put out a 59-year-old on the mound. He got the first two guys out for the Red Sox. Who then? The next guy got a double. Who would that have been?
Carl Yastrzemski.
Correct. Carl Yastrzemski, the future Hall of Famer, came up and got a double. And then Satchel Paige sat down the next seven Red Sox. So he went one time through the lineup. The only guy that got a hit was Yastrzemski getting a double. But the other guys went 0-for-8 against a 59-year-old.
Well, he lived there. He hung out down there around the stadium. That's where he's there. Yeah.
So, and that's still a record. He's still the oldest pitcher to ever appear in a major league game. Yeah. And, of course, he eventually got in the Hall of Fame, too, in 1971. What a legend.
Quite
a
character.
At the age of 59, he threw three shutout innings against the Boston Red Sox.
I was going to say, one of his things, he said, don't slow down. Somebody might be gaining on you.
Right. Great thing. There you go. That was 60 years ago on this night. The Red Sox won that game 5-2, but
It was the bullpen giving up those runs, not Satchel. He went three scoreless innings at the age of 59. That was 60 years ago on this night. Good stuff. All right. That is that is sports.
There you go.
And that is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumpkin Pumpkin Ale, WEC's most popular seasonal beer. It's made with actual pumpkin and served with a spiced rim. Yumpkin Pumpkin, now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Hey, that's pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says words are having an impact. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward here on this Thursday morning, 59 degrees. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall is preparing for an upcoming visit to towns across Kansas. While he'll be visiting with voters, Senator said that he won't be open to everyone. Marshall said he doesn't want to encourage more violence, so his upcoming public appearances will be limited to specific locations and individuals for safety's sake. Many of the senator's constituents have accused him of not making himself available to the public. Earlier this year, the senator received pushback after cutting short a town hall in Oakley.
The Department of Justice weighing in on an indictment of former FBI Director James Comey. Fox's Kevin Cork in the nation's capital.
President Trump's handpicked U.S. attorney in Virginia, Lindsey Halligan, is reportedly planning to ask a grand jury in the coming days to indict former FBI Director James Comey for allegedly lying to Congress. The probe centers on whether he lied during his September 30th, 2020 testimony about his handling of the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Under federal law, prosecutors have exactly 5 years to bring a charge. The 5-year mark in this instance occurs next Tuesday. Still, critics note that a months-long investigation into Comey by a since-removed DOJ prosecutor failed to establish probable cause of a crime.
And Comey maintains that he's been truthful under oath.
An historic surge in recruiting for the National Guard is underway.
The newly coined War Department, revealing since November of last year, it has achieved its strongest recruiting performance in 30 years, reaching 106% of active duty targets this fiscal year. According to officials, the Army National Guard and the Air National Guard have enlisted a total of nearly 50,000 recruits this year, marking one of the most successful recruiting years in over a decade. National Guard Bureau Chief Air Force General Steve Nordhaus saying in a statement, "While we exceeded our goals with historic levels of recruiting this year, we cannot take our foot off the accelerator." Adding, "We must continue recruiting the next generation of elite warfighters while retaining our most skilled and talented soldiers and airmen." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The Association of the United States Army releasing the latest in its long-running graphic novel series celebrating the service of America's Medal of Honor recipients. And the latest issue is about the native Kansan, chaplain, and Medal of Honor recipient, Father Emil Capon.
It tells Father Capon's story from growing up in Kansas on a farm through his military service during the Korean War. Capon's first calling was to his faith, and he became an ordained Catholic priest in 1940. During World War II, he volunteered for military service and served as an army chaplain stationed in Burma through the war. During the Korean conflict, Capon's heroic actions included attending to the dead and dying and rescuing injured soldiers while under enemy gunfire. Captured by the enemy, he and his fellow soldiers were forced to make a death march into North Korea. In that prisoner of war camp, Capon continued to hold religious services and helped out his fellow soldiers while resisting communist propaganda. But the starvation, torture, and poor treatment by the North Koreans took their toll. Capon suffered one malady after another until he passed away. In 2013, Capon was awarded the Medal of Honor and is currently under consideration by the Catholic Church to be canonized as a saint. You can find Capon's story free in the link in our web story. This salute to service is brought to you by the Odyssey Radio Group, proud to serve veterans and the Wichita community. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Blue skies are back today, and so are warm temperatures. We'll call it a high of 81 with a light north breeze 5 to 10. Clear and comfortable tonight, 57 should do it for the low. Sunshine on Friday, a high of 82. More sunshine all weekend long. Highs both Saturday and Sunday will be in the middle 80s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky, calm, no wind, 59 degrees. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:36 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it is time for the Blur Entertainment News with Ted Woodward. Ted.
We're getting a final look at a highly anticipated movie.
Elphaba and Glinda are back for good in Wicked for Good, the final trailer for the second part of Universal's 2024 blockbuster adaptation of the hit Broadway musical. The film hits theaters November 21st. The story picks up with the second act of the musical as the two embrace their new identities as the Wicked Witch of the West and Glinda the Good, with consequences that will change Oz forever.
I'm a public figure now. People expect me to fly. Be encouraging.
The trailer also teases first looks at Dorothy, the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and the Cowardly Lion. Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande return as Elphaba and Glinda. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
After a suspension of less than a week, Jimmy Kimmel back to late night TV on Tuesday night. He got big ratings.
Jimmy Kimmel Live attracted a record number of viewers as Kimmel returned from suspension Tuesday night. ABC says Nielsen's preliminary figures show his first episode back averaged 6.3 million viewers. That's 3.5 times his usual audience, and he did it without dozens of affiliates because the Nexstar and Sinclair TV groups refused to air it. Even before the official ratings release, Kimmel's comeback monologue soared to the most viewed YouTube video of the year. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
A comedian will make history next summer.
John Mulaney is taking his comedy to Wrigley Field. The Chicago native announced he'll headline the historic ballpark on June 11th of next year, marking the first time a comedian has ever played Wrigley. Mulaney shared the news Tuesday night during a Cubs game. After belting out, take me out to the ball game.
Yes, it's 1, 2, 3 strikes.
Tickets aren't on sale yet, but the venue holds more than 40,000, promising one of the biggest comedy shows ever staged. Mulaney is currently touring his Mr. Whatever show across the U.S. with dates booked through the end of the year. With Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
YouTube planning to offer a way back to creators that it banned or violating some policies no longer in effect.
If YouTube banned you for violating now expired COVID and election misinformation policies, you may be invited back. YouTube's parent company Alphabet said in a letter responding to House Judiciary subpoenas, the decision reflects the company's commitment to free speech. It follows rollbacks from tech companies who cracked down on false information during the pandemic and after the 2020 election, but have since faced pressure from President Trump and other conservatives who argue they unlawfully stifled right-wing voices. Among those banned were prominent conservative influencers, including Dan Bongino, who now serves as deputy director of the FBI. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
A puppetry icon, the focus of a major upcoming auction.
The Jim Henson Company is opening its archives for the first time to mark its 70th anniversary and what would have been Jim Henson's 89th birthday. The company is partnering with Julian's Auctions for the historic sale of over 400 rare items. The auction will take place November 25th, live at Henson's Hollywood headquarters and online. Up for bids, select puppets, props, and memorabilia from across Henson's 7-decade legacy, including the full-body puppet from The Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance, weapons and costumes from the series, and other one-of-a-kind creations. Julian's Auctions called the event a tribute to Henson's innovation and creativity, with online viewing and bidding beginning October 22nd. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Here we are on the first Thursday morning of autumn.
It's September 25th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Fans of Spider-Man, Batman, and Wonder Woman unite, because today is National Comic Book Day. Whether you call them funny books, graphic novels, or floppies, comic books are a unique American art form. The first superhero comic, Action Comics No. 1, was published in 1938, introducing the world to Superman. Since then, creators and artists like Stan Lee, Bill Kane, Jack Kirby, and Neil Adams have helped to build a world where superheroes walk among us and undergo many of the same problems that you deal with every day. So go out, find your local comic book shop, and ask for recommendations for yourself or for your kids. It's a great way to get them to start reading. Also on this date, in 1981, Sandra Day O'Connor is sworn in as the first female justice of the Supreme Court. If it's your birthday today, you share it with Luke Skywalker himself, actor Mark Hamill, born in 1951. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Yeah, other birthdays today, a couple of the photogenic. Model Cheryl Teagues is 78 today. Actress Heather Locklear is 64. Hey now. And we just heard of a birthday of a 70s icon, Mark Hamill from Star Wars, 74 today. And Potsy, actor Anson Williams from Happy Days, is 76.
Potsy.
A former guest here on The Blur with Steve and Ted. It was 60 years ago on this day, Saturday morning, a new TV series, the cartoon series The Beatles, featuring their songs, ran on Saturday mornings throughout the last half of the 1960s on ABC. The Beatles' music was used, but their voices were all done by American actors impersonating the Beatles. Beatles' cartoon series began 60 years ago today on a Saturday morning. Actor Don Adams passed away 20 years ago today at the age of 82, the star of Get Smart. He won 3 straight Emmys for that award. He was also on the cartoon Tennessee Tuxedo and Inspector Gadget. Served in the U.S. Marine Corps during World War II. Fought in the Battle of Guadalcanal. He caught Blackwater Fever, 90% death rate for that. He survived. Spent more than a year in a Navy hospital in New Zealand. After he recovered, did he leave? No, he became a Marine drill instructor. Of course, then he became very famous for Get Smart. Don Adams passed away from lymphoma and a lung infection. Among his eulogists at his funeral, his co-star Barbara Feldon, Don Rickles, James Caan, and Bill Dana. It's a good cast right there. He fought in World War II, and he was also in the movie The Longest Day. Don Adams. He passed away 20 years ago today at the age of 82. 10 years ago on this day, it came out in Wichita movie theaters, The Intern. Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway. 70-year-old widower becomes a senior intern at a fashion website. Here's a scene in which she teaches him to use Facebook.
So you're on Facebook, huh?
Well, I've been trying to figure it out. I joined about 10 minutes ago.
Well, better late than never. You want some help?
I'd love some, but really, you've got better things to do.
No, I need a diversion. You have a photo of yourself?
No, I need one.
If you want to look up all those hotties from high school, you do. Say cheese.
Jeez.
That's cute. Okay, I just need to send that to you. All right, so there are all these questions for your profile that you can answer if you want to or not, like religious views, political views, people who inspire you.
Jules Austin. I'm not trying to brown nose you, but I've been in business a long time, and I've never run across anyone quite like you. You do inspire, Jules.
I just knew at the end of the day that a woman with a glass of wine and a laptop had real
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Shopping potential. You have a favorite quote?
I do. You're never wrong to do the right thing.
Who said that? You?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure Mark Twain said it first.
The Intern, Robert De Niro, Anne Hathaway, that came out in Wichita movie theaters 10 years ago on this day. And finally, we're going to go back 60 years ago today. When the number one song on the charts was Eve of Destruction by Barry McGuire. The number two song was Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys. And trying to get up, but not making it past number three.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
You were on my mind. Who did this song, Steve?
We Three.
We Five. Well, you're close. Yeah, the San Francisco pop rock band We Five. And it peaked at number 3 on the Billboard chart 60 years ago on this day. Couldn't quite make it into the top 2. You Were On My Mind by We Five. That is entertainment news in the blur. And that is brought to you by the good folks at KC Cares Handyman Services. What can they do for you? Might take me the rest of the show to name all the things they can do. Plumbing, electrical, renovations, remodeling, the work, the list goes on and on. That's why you need to have Kevin's phone number handy. Write it down. 871-8845 for your home or business. 871-8845. They do such good work. Good folks at KC Cares Handyman Services.
Coming up, we got the Wichita Business Journal update with Kirk Semenoff. Several businesses planning to expand in Andover. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS, 8:50 here on this Thursday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Family filing lawsuits over the airliner helicopter crash that claimed 67 lives over Washington, D.C.
Two.
President Trump and First Lady encounter escalators outage. President said it was absolutely sabotage.
One.
Congress faces another possible government shutdown. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes improving in the Wichita area. Starting to see the traffic volumes decrease out there. Continue to watch out. We do have a stalled out vehicle northbound I-135, and it is right around Pawnee. Stalled out vehicle. Watch for a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 78 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 57. For Friday, sunny, tomorrow's high 80 degrees. Now a clear sky, calm, 59 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And stock prices starting off on the negative side this morning. The Dow is down 174 points. S&P is down 51. And the NASDAQ index is down over 242 points.
And a look at local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Boeing has proposed remedies to a European Union competition regulator in the agency's approval for its plans to acquire Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems. Boeing submitted unspecified commitments earlier in the month to the European Commission, which regulates large mergers in the EU. That's according to an update posted on the agency's website. The European Commission is setting a deadline of October 14th to make a decision about Boeing's proposal.
Big-name retailers such as Freddy's, Chipotle, and Quick Trip are all eyeing expansions in Andover, the fastest-growing city in Butler County. That's because the suburb east of Wichita has grown to an estimated population of more than 16,000, which can bring in more amenities like restaurants and shops, said Lori Cullum, the president and CEO of Andover Area Chamber of Commerce. Chipotle Mexican Grill has started construction on its first location in Andover, just south of Kellogg near Dillon's, Los Cocos Mexican Restaurant, and Scooter's Coffee. Quick Trip also owns 2 acres of land at Kellogg in Yorktown within the city's new downtown area called the Heritage. According to Butler County Property Records, with potential expansion plans, those will add to a new Casey's General Store and a new Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger nearby. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. This is viewed by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success this morning. Steve and Ted.
Boy, this is getting to the construction business in the city of Andover.
Man,
my gosh.
That's a place to be, huh? How about this Boeing and Spirit retake over or remerger or whatever? Think it's ever going to go, Ted?
It still hasn't happened.
Wow.
Now there's more added on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Into this whole thing.
It's been an interesting time the past several years with Boeing and Spirit, with the jets and the problems they've had. And about every few weeks, we come up with a story that says so-and-so has purchased 30 787s or 737s, whatever they got out there. And so they're still selling airplanes. They're just, you know, they can't get this merger taken care of. All right. Today is National Roadkill Day, actually about raising awareness about roadkill as an immediate and no-waste alternative to feed many hungry Americans. I don't see that as...
I think there's some waste.
That should happen. That's not going to happen very often. Oh, I guess if you're out and you just see a deer get hit, take it or something. But, Roadkill Day. It's also National Daughter Day, celebrating and cherishing our daughters who bring so much love into our lives, although we don't really need a reason to celebrate our children. It's nice to be given the opportunity to pay our daughters some extra attention, show them how much they are loved on this special day. I have one daughter and four granddaughters. Was it you that pointed out earlier that all women are daughters?
I think money tracker Don Grant pointed that out, that half of the world's population, daughters.
There you go. So. Daughter Day. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And I'm back here after a couple of days off.
Yes, welcome back.
I wasn't relaxing. I'm going to tell you what I was doing, but
everything going okay today?
Everything is okay, and we're back in harness.
Good, good.
And Kirk Semenoff, Wichita Business Journal, he had something to do today, couldn't be with us this morning, so we'll have Kirk back
tomorrow. We'll get
tomorrow
him back tomorrow on a big Friday.
It's going to be a big Friday. We've got, our Mitch Holtis update with the
We'll check in live with Mitch Holtis and get all we need to know about the Kansas City Chiefs game on Sunday afternoon.
They are playing the Baltimore Ravens, I believe.
Yeah, right here on KNSS Sunday afternoon. Yep.
And so we'll have that, and it's going to be, we'll have everything else going for you. All right. This is Steve and Ted, show number 7021. And we're going for 7022 tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
It makes that makes sense, doesn't it? At Wichita's number one talk. Coming up, the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS, journalist Megyn Kelly talks about Kimmel's suspension. And our top-of-the-hour news this morning, Congress facing another possible government shutdown. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, check out the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. We are Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning beginning at 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted.
You ever wonder why Verizon...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.